Intercept.
Hey, Jaxie, are you awake?
I suppose so. You're just a head in a jar next to me on a shelf in a cryogenics lab, right?
What? Yes, yeah, of course I am.
Okay, good. I must have been asleep because I was dreaming we had horse bodies and you knew how to stand up on a giant beach ball with all four legs. You could move your hooves real fast and make the ball go where you wanted it to go. And me, of course, I was wearing a bib, but I wasn't eating anything. Or no, I guess I was.
Jaxie! Okay, you were asleep. I'm sorry I woke you up. I had an idea.
Oh, good. Does it involve operating a beach ball as a vehicle? Because that'd be something. Like, we were really connected.
No. No, it's about us getting out of here. I remembered some of the things I used to do when I was a mathematician.
Oh, good. It was oysters I was eating. Great big ones. And you see, you had to kind of unhinge them, but I had my horse body. So I was...
Look inside your mind. I don't think he can hear us. He's listening to music. Just pretend to be asleep.
Ah! I said I'm the red horse.
Are you all awake?
Oh, sorry. I dozed off again. What'd you say?
You scared the hell out of me.
What did we say here?
He can see and hear us. sorry we scared you, friend. We are, in fact, awake. Sorry to keep you from your job. You have a lovely singing voice, by the way.
Yeah, I try not to let anyone keep me from my passion of mopping floors for assholes. And man, I don't know how long you guys have been in here, but the music way, way back, whew, they had some stingers.
Well, I guess we're from before they called hit songs stingers. That one you were humming wasn't familiar to me.
It seemed kind of familiar to me, but then again, basically all music sounds the same to me. Any chance that song was about a horse that could ride a beach ball? I can't figure out where that...
Please ignore him. It seems like maybe you're not so satisfied working here.
Mopping floors? No, I guess I'm not satisfied. I have a PhD, and I'm here doing this and feeling lucky to barely get by. Y'all are lucky you're in there. Things out here have gotten difficult in a way you can't imagine.
You're preaching to the choir, friend. I used to have PhDs all the time. Pretty hard days. In fact, I think I might have one tomorrow I need to rest up for.
Big day of sitting there trapped in a jar with endless bubbles swirling around you? Yeah. Better get some sleep, Jaxie.
Good thinking. I hope I have that dream again. Nice meeting
you. Nice meeting you as well. You guys bicker like an old married couple.
Oh, I think married people get to choose who they're stuck with. Although I guess not in some cultures. Well, I'm sorry to hear that your academic effort hasn't borne any fruit yet.
Hey, man. I know who you are. You're the future guy, right? You predict the future. Oh, if they see me on video talking to you, I might get in some trouble. We're only supposed to be in here when you're sleeping.
Yes, yes, that's me. And I apologize if I placed you in any jeopardy. What if I pretend to be asleep, and you pretend to be singing along to your stingers, and we communicate that way? If you can help me with something, and if I can have any predictions, you can use them to make yourself some money. Huh?
That is a deal. What can I help you with? I can take you out of here, so please don't ask.
No, not that. We have a field trip coming up. Mr. Jenkins and I, leaving the facility, going into the world.
Oh, that's very cool.
And I recently remembered something mathematically that I can't quite recall. I need a way to record things when I rediscover them.
What about Mr. Jenkins?
Those hooves are really spinning, that son of a gun.
He's not as reliable as you might assume with retention, but obviously I can't leave notes lying around. I need to hide them somewhere.
What? This is an amazing coincidence. I studied cryptology.
Well, I can see why you're not wealthy.
Yes, but I can help create a code that you could etch on your jar where only you could read it, or on that shelf across from you, or potentially even in the pattern that the bubbles in your jar release.
The market will fluctuate dramatically in quarter two, presenting higher than expected yields and Balbo bonds. The purification pod market will see dramatic spikes, and the pop star Diala will projectile vomit while simultaneously having diarrhea on stage at the Broadside Shuttle Launch Gala. That was it. The theorem.
What the? That was the future thing. That was amazing. Okay, wait. Balbo bonds. Hold on. Purification. Okay. Remember, purification pods, Balbo bonds.
That's crazy about Jala, but she is always hawking that microbiome blast goo on a media.
I am so close. That was something about the timing of these memories and being able to plot them.
I wish I could help.
But I'm about to be rich!
What? No! Please don't.
Yeah. Jinxie, please remember that logo. The horse on the ball is similar to Pick's theorem, where the formula for the area of a simple polygon with the integer vortex coordinates in terms of the number of integer points within it and on its boundary can be arranged and hidden on a multi-sided die or sphere. When we spin the sphere, we generate endless black points.
That's it! Jinxie, you beauty! And you, please reconsider abandoning us.
Pick's theorem! I know that one. And I was just kidding about skating out on you. Let me grab a pen, and I'll write this down.
Then we can work on creating a code so that you can remember it easier.
Oh, wait.
Hello? Are you okay?
Hey, I know this one. It's pretty good.
Ah, Mr. Dillingsby. Having a little chat? That's very cute. We're just gonna turn your oxygen down for a moment while we make some adjustments. Please bear with us.
Oh, Jinxie. We were so close. Nice work with the horse, though.
Thanks, and the body came in real handy with those giant oysters in my dream. See, I'd get that dang oyster on its side, and this thing was huge. Well, then I'd take the oyster.
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
You take photos of everything. Your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question. Who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At ND, privacy isn't a feature. It is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ND.io. That is ENTE for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos. Choose ENTE.
Is this a joke?
I think you know me well enough by now. You know I don't joke. Larry, are you on? I'm here with the Fat Cats.
I'm here. He's not joking.
Okay. Hi, Larry. I'm not sure what your involvement is here. And Jetson, please don't refer to us as Fat Cats. We've gone over this, and it's offensive for a number of reasons.
Oh, here we go! I took the sensitivity training, but let me know if I've somehow offended you! We put our demands right there in the document!
Right, and your audio engineer is on speakerphone because you both want to carry venomous animals to work? Statute 131A claiming that...
Larry is also my attorney, and you know that! He's here to make sure that you don't try to pull any funny stuff!
And I don't want to carry any venomous animals just yet! I'm solely here as his legal counsel!
Pursuant to state law, which... A king cobra? What?! Jetson, we can't have you walking around the station with a poisonous snake wrapped around your neck.
Here we go.
After all the revenue I've generated for this station, you don't have the decency to respect my religious freedoms.
I'm sorry, how does your religion have anything to do with this? What religion requires you to have a venomous snake on your person at all times?
You know that asking me that is a violation of my First Amendment rights!
You got that right!
But as it pertains to the safety and well-being of our station staff... Wouldn't that be something we'd need to know?
All they need to know is who keeps the lights on and that I'm not afraid of anything!
No one thinks you're afraid of anything. You don't need to wear a snake to prove that. We're a small regional affiliate. AM, you host a late-night radio program, and while we appreciate the revenue, we have also been extremely lenient over the years.
Oh, is that so? So I should just kiss the rings of you fat cats and not wear a poisonous snake around my neck as instructed by my sacred religious beliefs?
Again, I don't appreciate that language.
Ease up on the gwidge there, Jen.
When you told all your listeners to wear magnifying glasses and stare directly into a solar eclipse... We stood by you.
My eyes are fine! I probably see better now!
And when you sued Lion Claw Meats because you were certain that their jerky had tiny amounts of vegetables in it, we offered our legal counsel to you.
Larry handled that and we settled out of court! I could smell the vegetables in there like a truffle pig!
Never could prove it contained vegetables, but they couldn't prove that it didn't!
How could they not prove that? When you insisted that mayonnaise was a suitable substitute for sunblock, we covered all of the doctor's bills for your listeners.
I said sunblock is good on sandwiches, and that Big Mayo doesn't want anyone to know that.
Well, again, the medical bills were exorbitant, and we handled that for you. So, can we find some middle ground here? Does it have to be a venomous snake? I just worry about Charlotte at the front desk. She's elderly and doesn't move well.
If you can't see a snake coming, you shouldn't be working at a radio station. And yes, the animal has to be venomous.
Let's agree to disagree there. And you said animal, so it doesn't have to be a snake?
Well, you know, that's just typical bureaucratic...
He's got you there, Jet.
Okay, I'm looking at a list. What about a pufferfish? Okay, so I assume a jellyfish and octopus are also not an option? Okay. And not to get too invasive about your deeply held religious beliefs, but does the animal need to be around your neck? Can it be in a tank or a cage near you?
Larry and I are about this close to pressing the nuclear button. You want me to just have a goldfish in a bowl?
I only ask because your show is at night, and it can get pretty chilly in the studio, and the heating system can be jarring when it turns on. If it were to scare a cobra wrapped around your neck and it bit you, that could be not only very sad, to lose you, but also very challenging from an insurance standpoint. I'm sure you can see that.
Jet, I think we can meet in the middle here. Miss Andrews, it just needs to be venomous and capable of striking at any moment.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you, Larry. Cone snail. No. Indian red scorpion?
A scorpion? Something that can be picked up by its tail like a cartoon mouse? I can't yell at it, can't tame it, can't become friends with it!
Okay. Brazilian wandering spider, is that closer?
Spiders! They're the main cause of gingivitis!
What about a dart frog? That's not a no? They're so pretty! Oh, shoot. Unfortunately, dart frogs are extremely hard to catch in the wild, and it looks like the permits and importation documents needed to get them are really difficult.
What if we cite religious persecution? Does that speed up the process at all?
Unfortunately, no. Not this time. But... hang on. What about a cane toad? Venomous, not too difficult to obtain. They can get to be the size of like a chihuahua, so Charlotte could hear it hopping over. Or we could buy her some high leather boots, and it looks like we could file it with our insurance as a service animal.
That's pretty good, Jack.
Larry, we came in here asking, no, demanding, that I get to wear a cobra, and you want me to walk out of here happy about getting a chubby toad? How, poisonous are we talking?
Pretty, you know, pretty good. Hospital visit, I think. To meet all of our criteria, including your religion, this is our best option. You want to think about it a bit?
I suppose I'll have to. Excuse me. What was that? That's pretty good, Jet. Larry, I have a good mind to fire you as both my attorney and audio engineer.
Sorry, Jet, I couldn't catch that. I'm still on speakerphone. That all sounded like static. Can you repeat it? Good news about the cane toad, huh?
Now you're off speaker. Now you listen closely when I tell you. I wanted a cobra. You knew I wanted a cobra. By next week? Well, that's fast. And he's young. He'll grow up. Will he respect me? My commands? Of course he will. I'll call him Lerman. Hop to me, Lerman. What do you think? You have to get back to recording? Okay, say hi to Diane. I also need a ride home later.
This is Coffee As It Is and Coffee As It Should Be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Hi there. Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Are you all done in there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it always takes me a minute to come out of each life. The experience feels so real.
Whew. Take your time, just making sure everything was okay. We do have other customers waiting, but looking here, I see that you have qualified for a bonus run if you'd like to remain in place.
A bonus run? How did I earn that? Oh, was it from when I pushed that kid out of the way, and then that car swerved into a tree and burst into flames, and I saved the occupants too?
We're not allowed to say how it was earned, but it's an option if you'd like to go again.
That is tempting. You know, I usually like to take some time between runs to really comprehend what I went through. The kid ended up breaking his arm when I shoved him, so that required some self-reflection. What kind of bonus run options do I have?
You've qualified for one of the top tiers. The first option is billionaire. You have the choice between being born into it or earning it through unexpected good luck in business.
No thanks. I did that one already. Not that fun. Once it came out, I just felt really bad about myself that I didn't help more people.
Well, you could help more people this time.
Nah, I don't trust myself. And everyone seemed to hate me when I was in there, including myself. I could never trust anyone. Any chance I can do the one again where I have a nemesis?
I don't know if I know that one.
Where I'm like a grizzled detective, and I barely sleep because I'm tormented by constantly being one step behind some clever fiend. I did that once and finally caught this guy who had this real creepy ice dungeon where he kept people. I remember feeling fairly satisfied at the end of that one.
I think that one is a one-time-only experience. Sorry. What about Popstar?
No thanks.
Are you sure? It's a popular one. Lots of eyes on you, everyone paying attention. The settings are so that no matter how insipid your lyrics are, people will still worship you.
No thanks. I like the ones where you really have to earn it.
Think it over. You can write lyrics like, "My soul is naked, my heart, you take it. Millions of fans, sold out stadiums, you in little sequined outfits, prancing around, all eyes on you, dance moves." It's a good one.
I'll pass. What about the one I did where I was out in the desert and I dug that long tunnel through the mountain by hand?
What about it? That's one of our least popular selections.
I liked it. Everyone I knew while I was in that one was like, "Why are you riding way out into the middle of the desert again to dig a tunnel to nowhere?" But what were they doing? I'll bet my tunnel is still in that world.
It is, but no one visits it.
Yeah, but if they did, they'd be like, "Who the hell dug this? A team of people? Wait, one dude? What? You kidding me? One dude."
Well, maybe one day people will find it and do that. Doesn't that one come with a lot of injuries?
Oh, tons. I had really bad arthritis at the end. Sore joints nonstop from chipping stroke by stroke at the rocks. Flakes would break off and get in my eyes. My hands bled constantly. But I had something to pursue.
And that's what you're looking for?
Yeah. Oh, I remember one day I was out there and I ran out of water. And right when I was just about to pass out, my mule started to urinate.
Oh, please don't tell me.
And as I crawled, arm over arm toward the puddle, preparing to do whatever it took to stay alive, right as I was about to put my lips...
Oh, please, no.
Boom, rattlesnake, out of nowhere, bit me right in the face. My eyes swelled shut, and I passed out. But I must have somehow heaved myself onto my mule, because when I woke up, she was trotting into town. Everyone saw me and said, "Now will you stop going out to that damn tunnel now?" But I was back out the next day, canteen full of water.
Why? So that's what you want in an experience? How did you survive the snake bite?
You know, I don't even know. Doctor said I was too dehydrated for the venom to travel fast enough to get to my heart. But I always suspected a native person, or a hermit, if you will, was watching over me. And like that I quietly went about my business and didn't bother anyone. So my hunch is that they came over once I passed out and applied some homemade tincture, like from herbs or something, hucked me over my mule, slapped her tush, and sent me on my way. Now that's a life. That is how you do it.
Yeah, that's really good. Eyes that look right through me, I only wish you knew me. Still a no on Popstar? Okay. Had to try. Well, the final option is sports star, but I don't suppose you want to be born with extremely athletic genes?
Nah. Sports star would only be appealing if I could make the big leagues with really short legs or something like that. Like 4-inch legs. I don't suppose that's an option.
No. What about Lost at Sea? It's not in the bonus tier, but I can ask my boss.
Now you're talking. Do I get to an island and carve a bunch of cool friends out of stone or wood or anything like that?
I'm not allowed to say, but I will say that based on what you've told me you enjoy, I think it's right up your alley.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll stay in. Go chat with your boss. Let's fire it up. Do my hands bleed from trying to start a fire with sticks?
I can only say that you will undoubtedly enjoy the ride.
Oh, I am ready.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Lurman, I can get used to that. I think Lurman, yeah, come to me, Lurman. Sit, Lurman. Attack, Lurman. Poison them, Lurman. Do the right thing, Lurman. Mind your manners, Lurman. Straighten up that posture. It can grow on me. I can see the benefits of this. Lurman, you're a soldier. Stand at arms. At ease, soldier. Do your thing, Lurman. Yeah, this is working for me. I like this.
Hey, Celia, can we get Felda on the phone? We need to talk about the jet.